time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the Cape Ann Savings Bank. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
North Shore Sports Desk, what's going on, everybody? Dom Nicastro here. We got a weekly podcast on msonewsports.com. Rocking it every week, thanks to the Cape Ann Savings Bank. And we have to thank them all the time because they bring us the best of athletes around the area, Cape Ann in particular, three high schools, Manchester, Essex, Gloucester, and Rockport. And we get the best athletes, male, female, different sports, a lot of diversity every week leading up to the end of the school year, where we get a Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year for three males and three females from each school. So, well, not from each school, but total, one male and one female from each school. So I'm excited about that latest guest. Kind of like a great story, a Rockport boys basketball player who didn't get much time because they had a really, really strong team senior late in last year, went all the way to the Elite Eight. But this year, he's really taken advantage of the time he has. He's a good story and a great interview. I loved catching up with that young man. We're going to have him after the break. Then we're going to go on to the Saugus girls basketball coach, Taylor Bogdansky. Her first year officially leading the way. She was a co-coach, assistant under Joe Lowe for a while. And then Joe left middle of the season last year. So her and Norma Waggett took over. And now Taylor runs the shots alone. Norma went off to Reading girls basketball, and they actually faced each other. Can you believe that? Former Saugus greats players faced each other on the court as coaches, and Norma's team in Reading came away with that win by only two. So that was a lot of fun. And so we'll have Taylor Bogdansky after that. Then we'll do a little guest recap, and then we will talk MIAA Power Rankings. We have the latest rankings here. So they're out on Tuesdays and Fridays. So we have Tuesday's report. And the latest one, the next one comes out tomorrow. So on Friday. So let's get to it. Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week is now.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
North Shore Sports Desk, and we are back at it with our latest Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. We're heading over to the Hardwood in Rockport with boys basketball player Jasper Rack. What's going on, kid?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so the Vikings, I had you guys at last check at 3-6. Do I have that current, or do you have another game since then?
We're 3-7 now.
Yeah. Okay, you lost on, was it Friday night?
Yeah, Friday night.
Okay. Let's start with this week. Who you got coming up this week?
We got Amesbury away and Georgetown at home.
Ooh, that's a big week. Georgetown at home, especially. Yeah. I don't know how Amesbury is this year, but Georgetown defending state champs.
Yeah, Georgetown's a great defensive team. Their rotations are perfect, spot on.
Yeah, did you play them yet this year?
Yeah, it was a rough game. They were a phenomenal team.
Okay, was the first game on the road?
Yeah, away.
Okay, now you got him in the little bandbox that is known as Rockport High School, though. So you never know. The Vikings are a different team in that bandbox. What's it like playing at home at Rockport? How's the fan section? Are they rowdy, or does Mr. Parisi control that?
It's great. I mean, we're a small school, so we don't always have the biggest fan section, but yeah. Each person, they're always they're all energetic. They always cheer loud. Whatever the theme is, whiteout, blackout, they're always supporting us. And you can like rely on your friends to show up and expect people to always be there, no matter how small the school is. Very supportive.
Yeah, I love it. So the Vikings 3-7 at the moment. You know, the good news about you guys is even if you have a losing record, there's still hope to get into the tournament. And last year, if I recall correctly, it was an incredible run to all the way to the Elite Eight. Is that how far you guys went?
Yes, Elite Eight. Yep.
Quarterfinals. Yeah, state quarterfinals. And you were a junior on that team. Did you have a role on the team last year as well?
Very limited role, but yes.
Yeah. So how did your role change from junior year to your current senior year right now?
Okay. So last year, junior season, I would say I was more of a, I was just a pure sharpshooter, like catch and shoot, and that's it. Be there for practice to play defense on whoever, and just catch and shoot guy mostly. This year, I spent a lot of time in the gym in the off season working on attacking closeouts, getting to the rim, a little bit in my ball handling, but I'd say I expanded a lot offensively. Defensively, I got a lot better at protecting the rim and just overall communication with the guys on my team.
Yeah.
So rotations can be better. But I think I got a lot better at getting to the rim from between junior and senior year, attacking closeouts and shooting off the dribble as opposed to just off the catch.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're more aggressive this year in a nutshell. That's great. Yes. What is the actual spot you have in when you're out there? Is like a shooting guard, 1, 3, 4?
So I'd like to consider myself as a shooting guard, small forward, so like a 2-3. But defensively, I'm comfortable playing anywhere. I can play at the top of a zone. I can play on the wing in the zone. I can play down low on a zone. I'm comfortable guarding all five positions.
Nice.
So that's my role, offensive and defensively, guard forward, a win.
Yeah. 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 And what is the Vikings in your three wins, you know, what happens when you guys have that winning feeling? Is it because of your defense is creating turnovers? You're shooting well. Like what do you kind of live and die by?
I think our biggest thing in those wins is we begin to trust each other. I mean, our coach, Mr. Whitley, he's always believed in us no matter what the score says. Every game is winnable. So we try to go into every game with that mindset. But yeah, the biggest thing is guys trust each other. We're not playing scared. We control the pace. We don't let the other team decide how we're going to play.
Yeah.
And we just go out there with, be confident. Even if shots don't fall, we control what we can do, which is we can hustle no matter what, no matter how the game's going. We can communicate with each other.
Yeah.
We can just give our best effort no matter what.
Nice. Yeah, that's awesome to hear that the chemistry is there. You know, last year's team, I mean, a heck of a team, man. Elite Eight in the state is no joke. Did you get to be on the bench for that game? In the state finals, like the state tournament, were you on the bench for that run?
Yeah, I was with the team at all the games, but like I said, the role was very limited. But
yeah.
Still learned a lot from just being around the guys. I was able to pick up a lot of good habits from them and advice.
Right, right. So you saw it firsthand, and then as a contributor now, you got to see some teams as high level as Georgetown. I mean, a state defending state champs.
Yeah.
You know, what did that feel like being on the court with them?
Georgetown, incredible team, well coached. I mean, I feel like that's this year's Georgetown defending champs is one of the most difficult teams I've ever had to go against, just because they do everything so perfectly. They've got all the size. They've got all the athletes they need.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone on that team is a threat in some way, regardless if it's just being good at rebounding, just being good at shooting. But the guys who play their roles on that team do an incredible job. So I have to credit them for that.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you said, you played AAU, right? In like the fall and to get ready. Did you run into any of the Georgetown kids in the AAU circuits?
I recognized a couple of them from a team I played on. They were on my team, but it was a few years back. And it's kind of fun to see how much like they've improved their game since then, though, because it was years ago I played with them, but I still recognize them, like stayed with them before the game.
Yeah. Are you from the area of Cape Ann, Rockport? Did you grow up here?
Yeah, I live in Gloucester. I've lived in Gloucester.
You lived in Gloucester your whole life?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Do you have, what I was getting at was if you had any like family that was also athletes in high school, like brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles that were good athletes like yourself?
Not from around here, because my family is from New York. I'm from Gloucester.
Okay.
But my parents and all of them are from New York. So.
Okay. So they wouldn't be known around these circles.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Gotcha. And it's basically basketball for you only at the moment, although you told me, excuse me, before we press record that you were thinking about tennis this year.
Yep.
Yeah. Why is that? Is that something totally new or something you already have done? Or
I tried it a little bit ago when my friends, they played last year and told me they had a lot of fun, and it's my senior year. So I'm just going to give it a try.
Sweet.
I mean, still going to prioritize basketball, but just for fun, just because it's my last opportunity, I might give it a try.
Yeah. Last semester, right? That last spring season in high school. How about academics? What's what keeps you interested in the classroom? Anything in particular you focus on?
I'm interested in I like writing a lot, journaling, and then kind of interested in the human body, just like how it works, how you can improve it. I just think it's interesting how it's like a bunch of systems kind of work together to make one main function.
Yeah. Like maybe medical field possibly down the road.
Yeah. Maybe in something linked to like exercise science.
Gotcha. Yeah. A lot of avenues you can go down there. Do you have your sights set on a particular college or an area of the country for a college?
Yeah, I have a couple colleges I'm looking at in New England. One of them is University of Hartford. I visited them. The tour was great. The facilities were great.
Yeah. Trial for the hoops team?
Yeah. They used to be Division I until last year. They moved down to Division III.
Oh, they did? That's a big leap. Okay.
Yeah. But it would be really fun. I mean, it'd take a lot of work, a lot of practice, and I'm far from where I need to be, but I have time and I'm determined. So,
are they red and white uniforms?
Yeah, they're red and white.
Yeah, nice. All right. So that's number one? Number one school choice?
Yeah, that's the number one. And my number two is Springfield College. They birthed basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
I think volleyball too. So they're really, really more focused on their sports though, and their athletics and their education. So that's why it's number two. But yeah, still a great opportunity, and it's definitely still an option for me.
Yeah. Did you identify a specific major yet, or is it kind of in the area of the exercise human body?
In the area of exercise, I haven't fully figured it out yet.
Yeah. But yeah. What's the college application process like? Is it done or is it still rolling?
I've gotten accepted into both of them.
Oh, you got accepted?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a matter of working out like logistics, what works, what, you know.
Yeah, I just have to figure out which one I want to.
Yeah. Wow. Congrats. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's sweet. All right. So you have a choice, which is awesome. Yeah. You're not waiting to hear back or anything like that. And the application process is done. You got your two top two and you just got to figure it out yourself now.
Yep.
Cool. How do you spend your time keeping busy, not in the classroom, not on the basketball court, but just kind of chilling, rolling, hanging with friends? Like, what do you do? Any jobs?
So I'm interested in, like, I like writing a lot, like I said.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a kid, so like most kids my age, I love to play video games. It's like a guilty pleasure, but
okay, you can say, I mean, that,
everyone loves. Yeah. hanging out with friends. I'm kind of into fashion a little bit. I've been experimenting with that. You know, look good, feel good.
Yeah. Do you live in Gloucester?
Yeah.
Yeah. So does that make it challenging to hang out with the Rockport kids, or you like go home after school and you kind of don't go back in?
Not so much, because most Rockport kids actually, it seems like a decent amount of them actually live in Gloucester. Like a good chunk.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So
like a school choice kind of thing.
Yeah. It's not too hard, but
yeah. So yeah, you have your friends around. Cool. Well, it's just basketball now, tennis later. Is there anything, you know, if you could pick one thing about your game as you head into the second half of the year that you want to improve personally, where is it? What are you working on the most in practices and stuff?
I mean, as a team or individually?
Individual. Yeah.
Individually, I was in the season. It's hard to improve on stuff because we're always just running through plays and that, but if I had to pick something individually that I want to improve on most, I mean, I guess I could just shoot the ball better and be a little more confident in my ball handling.
But yeah,
I could always say I want to shoot the ball better. Anyone could say that.
But right.
I guess
right.
My ball handling.
Nice. You got any 3-pointers this year?
Oh yeah, so many.
That's what you're known for. Or?
Yeah. I got guys face guard me, start picking me up from half court in the first quarter.
Oh, so like they know he's coming down, and will you pull up from like NBA range and stuff like that?
Yeah. Well, guys on the other team see the film gets posted.
Yeah,
it's actually funny. I had a coach during the holiday tournament. The opposing coach came up to me after the game. He had his players face guarding me the whole time, grabbing me, pulling on my jersey. He came up to me after. He was like, great game. I'm sorry my boys were like fouling you all game, but we had no choice. I watched the film and I told them to follow you into the bathroom if they had to. Just guard you all game and don't let you lose. Don't let you shoot the ball.
Yeah.
So it's frustrating for me, but I also like to embrace it because it's like, I like to take it as like a sign of respect. Like, these guys really don't want me to shoot the ball. These guys really fear me. And it's like, I mean, I have to appreciate that, and we're just competing at the end of the day. So I have to welcome it because it's part of the game and it's going to happen. I just got to keep finding a way around it.
Yeah. Do you feel like you have a green light with any shoot from anywhere kind of thing? Coach won't get upset.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. He actually, he has to remind some guys when I'm open sometimes. It just says he doesn't want me to pass. He doesn't want me to dribble. He just wants me to shoot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm very lucky to have a coach that has that much trust in me, though, believes in me. I could miss my first 10 shots and he'd tell me to keep shooting no matter what.
Yeah. So. I like it. But you're like three steps over half court or something. If they don't pick you up, you're airing it out.
They're getting taken out of the game if they don't pick me up. The coach is putting them on the bench.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're always watched. You're picked up pretty much right at half court.
Yes.
Don't let Jasper Eck get open. That's part of the game plan of everyone that visits Rockport High School, correct?
Yeah, definitely don't let him get hot.
What's the hottest you've been? Do you remember, you know, most threes you had in one particular game?
Maybe this year, maybe six. Hamilton, Wenham, I got really hot. I think I made 6 out of 9 threes, maybe. Wow, and the student section was chirping me. The fans
on the road.
Yeah, it was away. So we were warming up and they were already saying things. And then once I got hot, they really started getting into my head. But I had fun. I was talking back to them, but I always got to make sure I'm having fun when I go out there. And I felt like the hoop was just like, felt like I was shooting into like a barrel or something.
Yeah. Can't miss kind of night, even if someone's on you, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing. So you went from like a stacked senior laden team last year, so not a lot of room to break that lineup, to this year being like a 5+ 3-pointer kind of guy a night.
Yeah.
Wow. So is it, you think it's just a matter of waiting patiently to get your opportunity? I mean,
yeah, a lot of it was opportunity. We had, I think we had 6 seniors and 1 junior last year who's a senior now who goes to Gloucester now. So yeah. Our top 7 guys all are gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone has to come up and fill those points. Yeah. Do you know what your career high is? I mean, must have been that Hamilton night, right?
I think I had 20 that game, and I think that might be my most. But
so am I getting this transition, like this year difference right? Jasper Eck is a junior, is mostly JV.
No.
Oh, you were varsity for sure, but you just didn't get the time.
I just wasn't playing much. Yeah. Okay.
You're on a varsity. You're not getting a lot of minutes. Maybe what, like less than 5 a night as a junior?
Yeah. I had one game last year where I got good minutes, and I think I hit 5 threes that game. But that was my one chance, and it's because one of our starters had to get stitches in his head.
Wow.
So
do you feel like you benefited from being a little under the radar in the league? They didn't really know what Jasper Eck was capable of yet last year?
I haven't thought about it that way, but now that you say it, I actually do kind of agree, because I wasn't on the radar at all last year. Nobody knew who I was. Oh, he's just going to be on the bench, so we don't got to worry about him. But I mean, now that I'm getting an opportunity to just go out and have fun and do what I love to do, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any Gloucester boys that get on your case for not playing with them?
Not on my case, but a lot of the guys at the Gloucester team, I see them in the gym, and it's like, I mean, I respect what they're doing, but they don't like it. It's easier for them to go say like, oh, you go to Rockport XYZ, like you guys are going to win this amount of games. Yeah. And like you guys are D5 and it's like, you're a small school, but I actually like being the underdog. I get all the opportunity I need at my school.
Yeah.
I get to do what I want to do. I have a coach that believes in me. I got fans that support me. So I couldn't be happier playing at Rockport.
Yeah. I love it. And you guys got more wins than them at the moment, I think. I saw them at 2-4, unless they won Friday night. I'm looking at the rankings from Friday and the power rankings. But cool. Well, it looks like you got your role. You know where you're expected to contribute. And the Vikings just got to keep pace, got to be in that 500 range or so. Even a little below will get you in probably, because your schedule is so strong. Yeah. You know, playing the Georgetowns, playing the Newburyports and all that. Cape Family is strong, man. I don't think you don't get a night off, really. I mean, there's no team that's just like, oh, we're going to roll over these guys. It never happens, right? It's always competitive.
Yeah, very competitive league.
Yeah. All right, man. You've been a great interview. I appreciate it. Congratulations. Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. And being a senior, we usually try to have all seniors on. Sometimes we go below, but all seniors are in the running for the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. That's the thing we name at the end. I'm trying to think who won it for boys last year. I won't remember off the top of my head, but we get like 3 boys winners and 3 girls winners from all the schools, you know, so 6 total. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
All right, Jasper Eck, Rockport Boys Basketball, best of luck. We'll be watching you guys.
I appreciate you.
All right, have a good night, man.
I'm Mary Ann Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage.
If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
All right, Don DeCastro, North Shore Sports Desk here with our latest guest. We're going to go to Saugus girls basketball coach, first year on the job, Taylor Bogdansky. Taylor joins us here. Her team is 500. Heading into the second half of the season stretch. Let's get right into it, Coach. All right, so we're just covering the last couple of games. I think Winthrop and Swampscott.
Yes.
Generally overall, you know, what's the record? And, you know, it's almost halfway now. What's your first half assessment so far?
I mean, we've been really trying the past couple weeks. We've been talking about, like, what are we? Who are we as a team? Like, what are our strengths? We talk about what are things we can bring to the table. Because it is a brand new coach for them, you know? So I'm really trying to show them that my first year and we've been starting a bunch of new things, like, we can still have core values, you know, and finding what our why is and who we are. So I do think that in comparison to those two games, from Winthrop to Swampscott, that we've really truly found kind of who we are. And I really think that that has contributed to the outcomes of the past two games. As for Winthrop, we lost. I forget. I don't have the exact score off the top of my head, but I know we lost by, I'm pretty sure, almost 20 points. Winthrop played unbelievable. They absolutely picked our pockets a lot. They had a girl, I believe, number 13. I mean, she shot lights out. So I tell the girls, I'm like, you have to give credit where credit's due sometimes. Like, that Winthrop played hard and, you know, we competed, but I think it just wasn't our best showing.
Yeah.
Swampscott, I think, like I said, I think Winthrop was a turnaround for us. I think the girls were hungry for a win. I mean, Swampscott plays similarly to our styles, so I felt like we were able to mimic them well at practice, which in the energy was great the practice before. So I think that that absolutely translated onto the floor. And also, we haven't been home in over a month.
Wow.
So it probably was nice for the girls to get on the floor and shoot in the gym that we do every single day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we haven't been home since Marblehead, which was the second week of December.
Yeah, it's a long road trip.
Right.
Yeah, it's just the way the schedule kind of worked out. There was just, it's just kind of how it is, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
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 And you can blame it on a bunch of factors, you know, but I really think it came down to finding our core values and who we are and really breaking that down. And I feel like they've had sort of a realization as to who we are, and I just felt like they were locked in with that and brought that against Swampscott.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a good turnaround too. I mean, to lose by 20 and then to turn it around like that against a team that's in your division, and you know, they had five wins coming in there. So 5-3 they were, I believe, when you met them, and you guys were 3-4. Are you 4-4 now?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So that was a big game. That's a tournament. It's got tournament. I mean, we're talking early here, but it's got kind of tournament seeding implications, if you will.
Right.
It does. It really does. It down the road, it could make a difference.
Absolutely.
Is that the first time you played them?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any teams that you played twice already?
No, we haven't played anyone twice. Okay. I don't think we play anyone twice till not this week. I think next week is when we start seeing teams twice.
Yeah, like the back end of the NEC schedule.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, and particularly, you know, in terms of on the court, like in improvements from game to game, what would be the big difference, you think, you know, on the court in terms of like the, you know, the improvement from Winthrop to Swampscott?
Offensively or defensively or all of it?
Yeah, you can do both. Yeah.
I think offensively, I mean, we focused on a couple plays and we're harping on different objects and not objects, sorry, different options.
Yep.
And showing them that ball movement is key. And I think reflecting on the film as well as Winthrop, like I showed them the game film. And I think them seeing like we're standing still offensively is what was hurting us.
Yeah.
And then when we came to Swampscott, we were just flying up the floor, like moving the ball really well, because I'm not going to lie, I'm very passionate. Obviously, I just like graduated 2 years ago from playing.
Yeah.
So I get very passionate with them. And after Winthrop, I think we were all kind of like, okay, like we're here and we're like, there's only like room to grow. Like we need to look at these moments and analyze them and see what we can do better.
Yeah.
So as for Winthrop, I think that our offensive game was our issue. And then for Swampscott, I think that like I said, they adjusted very well. And defensively, I mean, we were all over the floor. I think our intensity was unbelievable against Swampscott.
Yeah.
I also think they feed off of the gym and the energy in the gym because, you know, family's there and friends are there. So I think that. Yeah, defensive intensity and offensive ball movement is what changed the game for us from Winthrop to Swampscott.
Yeah, and is it like, you know, get a layup and then immediately full court press, or is it kind of a mix of half court pressure defense and full court pressure?
I mean, honestly, we mix a bunch of different things in there. I mean, we have a lot of defensive weapons on the team. I mean, I do toss around between Ange Dow and Georgia Kondagas about, like, guarding the best player, applying pressure on the point guard. Sometimes we've done no catch on their point guard, and a lot of teams haven't been able to adjust to that. And then other games we've thrown a full court press, and other games it's been trap half court. So I've been throwing a lot of different things at them, but more so pertaining to that, who are we and what do we thrive off of? Because I'm trying to, one, it's great having the versatility.
Yeah.
But two, also, like, I think it's showing them, like I said, those core values and what we work at. So as an answer as to what we have so far, I wouldn't say we have just one thing that we do. I think we're kind of just everywhere. And we're adjusting every defensive style to different games.
Nice. So, nice. And how about the who's getting it done? We can start. Oh, you mentioned some defenders. How about offensively?
I mean, Payton had a 24-point game against Swampscott. Mm-hmm. Nikki contributed 15 points. Nikki Breton, Georgia and Katie Hashem had a couple good buckets too.
Yeah.
I think we had contributors all over the floor. So it's like, they can't face guard one person. You know what I mean? So it's like, if one person's being face guarded, then the next person steps up and so forth. We had a lot of contributors against Swampscott. I think Winthrop, honestly, I don't really know. I think we just weren't shooting well. And like I said, I just think it wasn't our best showing.
Yeah. Yeah. How about, Brett, and how's Nikki getting her points? We know how Taylor gets her points. Peyton. I'm talking to you. That's why I said Taylor. Peyton, we know how she gets her points. Tell me, is Peyton, you know, getting her points much of the same that she has in the past 3 years, or has she found a new part of her game?
I think, yeah, like scoring-wise for her has pretty much been the same, like all over the floor, three-pointer. She's attacking the basket. She's getting to the free throw line. But I think she's also setting her teammates up for success too. Like when she's attacking, she's kicking the ball out for Nikki, who's a great catch and shoot kind of person, kind of player.
Yeah.
So she's also setting up her teammates for success. And Katie Hashem also does a really good job at that. She finds her own spots, but then is also like, once they start collapsing on her, like she's able to distribute other places as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then this week it's at Masco. Obviously that'd be a big challenge. Actually, how are they this year? I haven't checked in on them. Masking on.
They're quick. I mean, I think they play very similar to us. They play full court man from what I've seen so far. They move the ball really well. They look for transition offense. And I think that's like something that will work well for us. Cause like I said, we're able to mimic those kind of things at practice.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be a great game, and I'm honestly really excited to play them.
Yeah, at Masco tomorrow, and then is it Thursday at Arlington Catholic?
Yeah, at Arlington Catholic.
Okay, non-leaguer there. Manchester Essex down the road, another non-league. I'm looking at the non-leaguers. Oh, two against Manchester Essex, looks like.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you have a contact there or something, a friend that you got on your schedule?
No, so I actually didn't get a chance to set up our schedule, so Mr. Serena made our schedule, and I honestly love it, so
yeah.
He did a pretty good job.
yeah, Manchester Essex is always competitive, you know,
right.
And looks like, who the heck is that, NSATS to end the season, whoever that is, it says at ENSATS, whoever that team is.
I don't know. I don't even remember seeing that.
Okay. It must be one of maybe like a small outside of Boston school or something.
Maybe.
Or maybe just a mistake on my schedule by Max Preps. That's what I'm looking at.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. It's one of, there's so many sites out there that have schedules now. Who knows how they get it?
Do you use Arbiter Live?
Yeah. Do you have to have like an account on that, or is that I can just anyone can jump
in? No, I think you can just, you just look up Arbiter Live, and then it'll ask you for like the three first letters of whatever team you're looking at. And then it'll give you like their whole athletic department, and you pick like girls varsity basketball.
Oh yeah.
And it'll show you their schedule.
Oh, good tip. I have that now. That's sweet. Girls varsity.
I heard that's the most accurate thing to look at because that's what the refs used.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So right.
I got you guys. Let me see. Yep, at Masco, at Arlington, and then I'll look at the end. Oh, it's Essex Aggie, like Essex Tech.
Oh, yes.
Yep, that's who that is. That's what Max Preps said. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, I think we got a good report here, Coach. I appreciate it. And good luck this week.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
All right, just a little recap of our two guests. Lots of fun, Jasper Eck. I love the drive that young man has. Knows what he wants, knows what he wants to do, and is really taking advantage of the time he has been given this year. He's got a lot more action, seeing a lot more court time than last year. And it sounds like he's really making the most of it. So best of luck to Jasper and the Vikings trying to get back into that tournament. And they're off to a decent start. Taylor Bogdanski, Saugus, I've had my eyes on them for many years. The girls' basketball program has been very consistent. You had Mark Sharenda, and then you had Coach Lowe after that. And then after that, it went on to, like I mentioned in the first part of the show, Norma Waggett and Taylor Bogdanski, co-coaches last year. It was a sudden loss, but on February 11th, is when Joe Lowe stepped down and he hasn't been back. You know, it was open-ended about whether he might return or not. We didn't know. But, you know, Saugus still made the tournament and they're looking to do it again this year. You know, 500 will get them in, and they've been able to do that consistently in years past. If they don't, they'd have to rely on the strength of schedule to sneak in there. Taylor Bogdanski's got a good grip on what the girls need. And, you know, she was an outstanding player at Saugus and Endicott. So, great experience. They're in good hands. And, we wish the Sachems the best of luck. So let's take a break. And on the other side, get into some rankings talk.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
All right, we're back at it for one more segment in the show, MSONewsSports.com, North Shore Sports Desk. So, Division One boys basketball, let's do some MIAA power rankings. It's Beverly at 5-2, the 15th seed. Of course, they're going to have their work cut out for them. St. Mary's, our boys in Lynn, is in Division Two this year. They were a staple for Division Three, but they're 9-0 and on top. Masconama is at your next North Shore team at number 7, and Newburyport also undefeated at 8-0 as of Tuesday at number 9. So three in the top 10 in the North Shore. That's amazing. Division Three, you got Salem, number 2 seed. They had a big win over Beverly, and they're 5-1. It's probably why they went up there, because, you know, beating a Division One team is cool. Lynn Classical, 6-1. They're at the 6th seed. 7 is Swampscott undefeated. I am really liking the North Shore's chances here in Division Two and Three. Three teams in the top 10 for each of those divisions for boys basketball. That is incredible. We're on to Division Four. Your defending state champs, Georgetown, is the 5 seed at 5-4. Linvo Tech is 4-4 at number 8, so 2 in the top 10 there. And Manchester Essex just outside at number 12. So, again, another division where we have three North Shore teams in the top 12 now, at least. So we're stretching that a little bit. Number five, Division 5, you got Kip at 6. And that's about all there is to say in that division. Let's head over to Division 1 to see if there's any top 10ers at the moment. No. Division 2, you got St. Mary's. So what's that? Boys and girls combined are 17-1. Not bad for AD Jeff Newhall's team. St. Mary's is 6th seed, and that's all that's worth mentioning in that one. Where are we? Are we Division 3 now for girls basketball? Yeah, I get Fenwick on top, undefeated, 6-0. We got to get a state champ out of this. I know it's only the first half of the season, but my goodness. North Reading, 7-0. Pentucket, 6-2. They're the 8th seed. So another 3 in the top 10. So the North Shore on both sides, boys and girls basketball, Outstanding. Manchester Essex is 2-4. It's number 7 for girls basketball in Division 4. Amesbury is 9-1 and the 9 seed at the moment for Division 4. Division 5, no one is in there, but Rockport is 8-1 and they're the 18 seed at the moment. So Rockport girls, congrats. What a great start. Let's see. St. John's Prep is 4-2-2 at the 6 seed in Division 1, and St. Mary's Hockey for boys is 5-4 with the 9 seed. Division 2, Canton and Tewksbury, that's familiar teams on top of Division 2 boys hockey. But we get no North Shore. Beverly's having a good year, 5-2-1, 13 seed. Amesbury, 15 seed, 6-3. And, oh, Division 3 boys hockey. Essex of the North Shore, 7-2-1 at the 7 seed. Linfield, 3-3-3 at 13. Danvers, 4-4-1 at 15. And that was 3, right? So 4. Winthrop is your defending champs, and they're the 4 seed at 5-4. And North Reading and Pentucket are 11-12, respectively. And we'll take one peek at girls hockey for Division 1 and 2. See if we got St. Mary's is up there, 6-0-1 for girls hockey. So across the board, winter's performance, once again, St. Mary's is crushing it. Beverly 7-1-0, but they're the 15th seed. So they get some climbing to do there if they want to make the top 10. We'll finally finish with Division 2 girls hockey. And we're looking at pretty much no one. We don't have a lot of teams. Marblehead's 23 seed, 3-5-1, so they would get in. Gloucester's 2-8 at 26. Masco 2-5 at 28. So not a lot of teams. Those are the only three North Shore teams I really saw in there. So let's close things out. That's it for the show. Thanks for tuning in to the North Shore Sports Desk, and thank you to our big sponsor, KPN Savings Bank, Student Athlete of the Week, for bringing out the best athletes around, like today with Jasper Ack. We'll talk to you next week, everybody. Stay tuned.